145. I just wanted to praise the Lord a little bit tonight. I know it's Thanksgiving night, Eve night. I know you ladies are making your food, making your pies. And I told Brother Billy, I said, don't get torn up on this. He's a young preacher. I said, one of the lowest attended service you'll have in Christianity is the night before Thanksgiving, because the ladies are home doing stuff. And you say, oh, bless God, they ought to be in church. And now they might want to should have been in there. But you know what I learned as a young man? I used to get on them and yell and scream. I don't do that no more. I'm just glad for what they do when they're in a holiday. Sometimes people just do what they got to do. But I thank you for your faithfulness. And I was just reading the Psalms today, and I just so many great verses in Psalms. Look at Psalms 145. I'll just read a few verses from 145. And then I circled that third word in there on verse 1. I will extol thee, my God. I will extol thee. What does that mean, extol? I looked that word up in the Webster Dictionary. Means to exalt. Means to magnify. Means to praise. You know one thing I think Christians all do? We need to learn to praise our Savior. We need to lift up our Savior before others. And I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. You know, we sing, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. It ought to be the sweetest name I know. Every day, verse 2, every day I will bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. Listen, you can never know how great God is. It's unsearchable. It's beyond our mind knowing. He's so great we can't realize how great he is. That's pretty big God, isn't it? One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty works. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, of thy wondrous works. Boy, just a tremendous. Look at verse 9. The Lord is good to all. His tender mercies are all over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. That's verse 10. Look at down verse 13. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Listen, this thing we're going through right now is just a vapor. We have an eternal kingdom we're going to. And notice, look at verse 20. Look at verse 20 and 21. Well, look at verse 18. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Look at verse 20. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Yeah, that bunch up there in Washington, D.C., one day they're going to get theirs. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Let all the flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. I wrote down Psalms 146, verse 1 and 2. Praise ye the Lord. I will say a few things, but I just wanted to read some scripture to you today. It's so great. Scripture is so great. Praise ye the Lord. I'm in Psalms 146, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. In other words, as long as I'm alive, there's going to be praise on my tongue for God. We ought to have that kind of attitude. Hey, as long as I'm here, I'm going to keep praising him. I don't care what it's doing outside. I don't care what. I'm going to praise God. He's worthy of our praise. Amen? Psalms 147, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, for it's good to sing praises under. It's good. How many see that? It's good to sing praises unto our God, for it's pleasant and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem, and he gathered together outcasts of Israel. He's doing that right now. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. I love verse 4. He telleth the number of stars. Billy, we look out and we see all those thousands and millions of stars. Not only does God know, Brother Jack, how many there is, which is beyond my comprehension, because they're innumerable. How many are with me? But it goes on. He telleth the number of stars. He calleth them all their names. Steve, not only does God know how many there is, he's got a name for every one of them. That's pretty special when you think about it. Can anyone say amen? Then verse 5, great is our Lord and great power. His understanding is infinite. Oh, my land, you can never get to the end. Look at verse 7. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp and our God. God wants us to have thanksgiving to him in our hearts and our praise and our tongue to him. Notice Psalms 150, verse 6, and I'll stop. Oh, by the way, I could have kept right on going. I had to cut stuff out so I could. I actually believe I could sit here for a solid hour and just read you wonderful scriptures. And by the way, you can't beat it. I couldn't say anything better than if I say the scriptures. Psalms 149, verse 6. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And there ought to be praise on our time. And I don't care whatever you're going through. And a lot of you are going through some real hard times. There still should be room for our Savior. In the midst of all the heartaches and hardships. Listen, tomorrow we celebrate a national holiday called Thanksgiving. Now, there's two things I know I'm going to do. There's three things I know I'm going to do. I know I'm going to pray and thank God for that day, and for my country, and for you people, and for saving me. Like Diane said, we can never thank enough for saving us. I'm going to eat like crazy. Amen. She's got a huge 24-pound turkey, I think, and two roasts, whatever else you guys, they just keep all the pies. And I mean, we're going to pig out. I lost 3 pounds this week. You know what's sad? All what I went through this week, I'm going to lose it all. It's like a football team. They gain 15 yards and they go back 25, All the major gains I had, this major losses this week, I'm going to have a major gain tomorrow. What a blessing to be able to eat. What a blessing just to be in a warm house. What a blessing just to be with my family and my friends. I noted this. Everyone in America tomorrow, no matter who they are and where they are, whether they know it or not, they're blessed. Everyone in America has been blessed to live in America, the greatest country that God has given to us. I've watched a bunch of stuff that's got me mad during the week on the news. But this is the greatest country in the world. Saddens my heart to see people rioting in the streets, protesting in the streets, when they are living in the greatest country in the world. Go to Russia. Go to China. Go to North Korea. Hey, just go 90 miles off of Florida to Key West. Go to Cuba. Try those demonstrations in there. Aren't we blessed to be in America? But Billy Turner, when he prayed, he literally gave you the key of America. America was blessed and founded by God. God bless America. God did bless. America's blessed because God blessed it. There's no doubt my life. We live in the greatest country in the world. Oh, we've got problems. But we still live in the greatest country in the world. And God founded our country 238 years ago, God founded our country for one reason, for a couple reasons. But the first reason was to proclaim Christ. More missionaries have come out of America than any country in the world. America sent more missionaries to the world preaching Christ than any country in the world. No one surpassed America's missionaries. No one. God also gave us the a country that we could worship him without having to be worried about the police coming in and tearing us down. Amen? And God has raised America up to publish, not only to preach the Bible to the world, but they've published it. No one's published more Bibles in more languages than the United States of America. You realize how much we've published in tracts and Bibles and little John and Romans? How many are still with me yet? I mean, you think all that was by accident? America was raised up. Brother Mel, America was blessed by God that we could preach it, promote it, print it, and publish it throughout the whole world. That alone to me is what makes America great. But it doesn't stop there. But that's at the top of my list, Brother Billy. America stood with Israel. Someday they're going to turn their back. They're already turned their back, but God raised us up to be a blessing to Israel. Listen, you go, like I said, you go to Russia, China, North Korea, Cuba. See if they'll let you ride in the streets. See if they'll let you loot and burn down buildings. I personally watched that on TV the other night. My blood boiled. There were police that got orders not to do nothing. They were probably here from the Beckerville or the house across the street. They were here and they were watching people burn buildings down. That's not right. That's wrong. You say, how do you get that in for Thanksgiving? Because we have a better country than that. And now that, it's the closest time I get to preach to it, and so I'm letting it fly tonight. This Thanksgiving, we have a lot to praise and thank God, our great God, for all his blessings he's bestowed on us. We live in the greatest country. I say that, but I mean that. We live in the greatest country in the world. I love America. You know one thing that burned me up, Billy, when I was watching that? One of those kids kept driving up down that street, and he had the flag upside down. I'd like to punch his stinking lights out. You say, oh, my land, you're a preacher. I love America, and I don't think you should desecrate the flag like that. A lot of people have given their life for that old Stars and Stripes. I didn't appreciate that, and he deliberately did it. They had that flag turned upside down, just in dishonorment, disgrace. I'm going to tell you right now, America needs to get back to America. If we don't, we're going to lose America. See, if they would have shot those kids that day, just a couple of them, the rest of those buildings would be up today. You shoot the first ones, you'd say, boy, you're a radical. No, I don't think people should. If you and I went out and burnt buildings, you think they should make some McDonald's hamburgers and say, here's some more, preacher. Get some lunch and go out and do it again. That was horrible what they did. And it makes me feel bad because they were allowed to do it. Like nothing was wrong. That's not America. America stands for right. And you know what? And by the way, I didn't see it, but they showed everything. The judicial system, they could not find one thing wrong where that one man shot the other boy. And why don't they tell the real story? The kid just robbed the building, threw down the owner of the building, walked out, and then he rushes our police officer. It's not black or white to me. It's not. I don't care if it had been reversed. That's right. And it bothers me, Billy. It should be no color involved. I don't care who's doing the shooting or who's getting shot. That kid, by the way, they said he got shot in the back. He didn't get shot in the back. All his bullets were shot in the front. And he got shot in the top of the head because he was lunging in after him. That's right. I mean, listen, those people on that court system, they had so much proof that police officer was innocent. They had the pressure on them. Can you imagine the pressure for them to do something against them? They had, and yet they said, no, we can't. He's innocent. Oh, my. Yeah, see, they're evil. Yeah, they're a liberal evil. They're going straight to hell. They really are. I'm going to tell you right now, those people are evil. They're a wicked group of people. I love America. Oh, you said, he said the word hell. Yeah, I say it all the time when I'm preaching. They're going to hell. They don't know Christ. Hello? Don't get mad at me. You watch TV shows. I'm saying it in a Bible term. You watch cuss words all the time, and you're showing you don't even turn it off. You get mad at the preacher for saying there's a hell. There is a hell. I'll tell you, I'm amazed at people. I love America. How long can this go on and America stay great? I'm thankful we have a great country. Diane and Dale, I hope we can hold on to it. We're not going to be, to hold on to it, we can't stay silent. We have to speak up for right. And it doesn't matter. The color doesn't, I know it matters to some. God knows my heart. It's not that he was a black man or a white man. If it would have been a black man shooting a white man in the same circumstance, Bill, I'd say that man deserved getting shot. It's not the color. It was right and wrong. Yes. Oh, my. Yeah. Well, I'm surprised because Texas is pretty pro-Christ. That must be an isolated place because a lot of Texas is really far right. Matter of fact, there's more fundamentalism probably in one state. Texas probably got more fundamentalism than anybody. There's a big portion, a lot of Christians in there, but you know, it can always we're fighting a movement. This Mr. Obama, he doesn't want America to be America. He don't want you to teach you. He don't want to talk about the pilgrims or Christianity. If you think he's saved, my Labrador Retriever is going to heaven. He's as saved as much as Remington. Remington ain't saved because dogs don't get saved. Either do your cats. I got it now. Boy, I'm going to get some hate letters over that. What I'm saying is your cat don't have a soul. I'm not saying you got a bad kitty or a bad dog. Jesus died for us because we have eternal souls. The animals don't have eternal souls. They have a spirit, but they don't have an eternal soul like you. Christ died because we're going to live forever somewhere. And I got to get back onto what I wrote. Believe it or not, everything I told you, I haven't wrote. Everything I said to you is not on that paper. Just trying to vent. Can I vent just a couple more minutes? I'm worried about America. I'm worried that I saw a lot of young people yesterday on the TV up there in Cleveland blocking that highway. Natty said there was hundreds of kids at Kent State. She goes to college there. Hundreds of kids at Kent State University in the paper. It's sad. What does that tell you? We have kids growing up with a mind of evil, not of righteousness. And they think they have a cause, but that's not the cause. They're in the wrong. But to think that kids think like that, where are they getting that thought process? They're getting it where you'd say, Diane, the school system. The school system's putting that thought process as a kid. By the way, they won't get that process at Bethel Baptist Christian Academy. We're always going to teach about the pilgrims. We're always going to talk about the grace of God. We're always going to talk about how it is to be an honor to be an American. We live in the greatest country in the world. And if you don't believe it, if they don't believe it, all those people rioting, they don't believe it, why don't they leave? I think instead of paying for all their free stuff, let's get a boat. Let's get about a whole fleet of boats. Let's put them on. We'll pay for it. I'll pay it out of my taxes. I'd like to get rid of those devils. Those rioters. Amen. Oh, yeah, well, he's an illegal president. He was born in Kenya. So, boy, you say, I came to church to hear about Jesus. You are. You just got to get some grit to you. You know, see, what's going to, I got to get this out of my heart. Some of you that are mad at me right now, you'll be crying when they steal America from you. It's because preachers don't preach out. And the preachers don't preach out, so their people don't speak out. You will reflect me. If I'm a pussyfoot, you're going to be a pussyfoot. If I'm a hillbilly like Brother Bobby, we're outspoken. You'll be like that. One thing about hillbillies, you don't ever have to figure where they stand. They always tell you right where they're at. Amen. We don't beat around the bush. Well, I'm not going to beat around the Bible, Brother Jack. God founded this country. Tomorrow we got Thanksgiving. God founded this country. Yes, sir. What is it? Yeah, there you go. That's a good one for us. I don't know if I told you this. I'm going to tell you this. Before I came to Bethel, I candidated for a church in Toledo, Ohio, called Liberty Baptist Church. It was a church I wanted to pastor that church real bad. I candidated just for the associate because I knew the preacher was going to leave in a year. The first time I even went in it before I was a member, I told Rosie, I said, I'm supposed to pastor that church. I mean, I was just a young kid. I'm really telling you something I never told you before. And went there and, boy, everything, my bus ran 100 almost every week. I did a jolly 60 Sunday school hit from nothing. We ended up with 50 to 75 people in the class every Sunday morning for Sunday school. I mean, everything we did, God blessed. I preached all their VBSs. Thousands of kids, because they ran 600-700 kids every night. Got saved. And when they didn't vote me in, one smart woman, that smart-like woman, she said to me as I was leaving, she said, Brother Skyver, you know what's wrong with you? I said, what? She said, you're too outspoken. It's exactly what she said to me. And I said to her, I can't believe you said that. I said, her name was Charlotte. I said, Charlotte, it's not that I'm too outspoken. Somebody needs to speak out. And I just made my mind up, no matter until the day I die. My body's going down, but I still got the spit. I might be sick, but I'm still spitting stick. Healthy or sick, I'm still spitting. Does that make sense? I'm not going to let them take my... I'm going down swinging. I am. And have some conviction. You don't have to be stupid. I'm not telling you to go around break a window and say, hey, you're going to listen to me. I'm not. That's not God. That ain't the way God does things. But Brother Mel, the way God works, we put it in our heart. And then as the Holy Spirit leads us, we speak to people. And we speak with the power of God, and then it means something. But I'm worried about America. Well, I'm going to read these because we've already ran out of time. I love America. It's the greatest country in the world. Tomorrow, you ought to thank God for your country. I thank God for the freedom and liberty we still have. Someday we might not have it. I hope we don't see that day. I was always hoping the rapture would happen before. I'm not certain anymore. But I guarantee after the rapture, it's going to be real bad. Because when the Holy Spirit's taken out, when the children of light just be children of darkness. Whew. Thank God for our salvation. How many can say amen for their salvation? Amen. Praise God. We're going to a perfect place. You realize... I get so mad at that bunch up there in Washington, D.C. But you know what? The Bible says we're only here for a vapor of time. For what is your life? It's even a vapor. We're going to paradise. There'll be no more messing up there. No more marches. No more burning down things. Can you imagine how wonderful? Heaven's beyond our imagination. It's so great. Praise God for our salvation. Praise God for our country. Praise God for my sins are all forgiven. How many are glad your sins are all forgiven? Praise God for my wife and my children, my grandchildren. Man, how many are glad God's gave us a family? You know, you ought to tell them you love them tomorrow. Praise God for my church family. I love you, church. I believe this is the greatest church in the world. I really do. I believe that with all my heart. You are the greatest people in the world. Thank God for my church family. Praise God for my King James Bible that I can trust and believe without a shadow of doubt. Praise God for my constant supply of His care. Look at Psalms 149 verse 6 again. Psalms 149 verse, I mean 150, I'm sorry. Psalms 150 verse 6. Let everything that hath breath, the Lord, praise ye the Lord. You know what? He supplies all our need. He promises it. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. There ought to be, I don't care what day it is, we ought to always have a prayer on our, and praise on our tongue. There should be continual praise on our lips for our Savior. And I hope you all have a great day tomorrow. If any of you seniors are all by yourself, you're welcome to come to my home. I think she's cooked. I think you're going to be eating around 3 o'clock, somewhere in there, 2:30. You're welcome to come to my home. We live in a great country. There's a few young people here, but the majority of us are older. We've seen it when we were younger. We knew what America was when we were younger. And it's not the same. It's not the same because we haven't spoken out. We need to stand up for right. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin's a reproach to any people. What you saw in the streets this week was sin. It was a reproach. God wasn't in that. And I'm not talking black or white. I'm talking about the acts of violence. God knows my heart. It isn't one thing to do with the white or the black. It's the act of them doing it. I don't care who would do it. It's wrong. Let's love our country. Let's let people know we live in the greatest country in the world. And tomorrow, let's thank God in Thanksgiving. Let's as many problems as we got, sis. It's still the greatest country in the world. Even with a president that was born in Kenya, even despite him, it's still the greatest country in the world. And all those Democrats, it's still the greatest country in the world. And I love America. I'm going to go down waving my flag, Coolidge. I love America. And I believe God has blessed America. And tomorrow, we ought to thank God for all the blessings. Good day just to stop and think, you know what, Lord? It's been a while since I thanked you for some of these things. I want to thank you. Even the clothes that we wear. There's a song. Even the air that I breathe, He's just lending to me. And I owe it all to God. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for being with us. Thank you for our great country, oh God. Thank you for letting me be born in the greatest country of this whole world. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Israel. I know they're special in your eyes, Father. You ordained America. You ordained America to stand with Israel. And you ordained America to publish your word. And you ordained America to preach your word. And you ordained missionaries to go out and tell all the world about you, Father. And America's done that. Not as good as not as good now as they did in the past. But you sure have blessed America, Lord. I know America's greatness doesn't come from America. I know America's greatness comes from you. Father, we acknowledge that. God, don't take your hand off America. We sing that song, God Bless America, land that I love. Lord, I just pray with all my heart that you'll never take your hand off America. Oh God, please never take your hand off America. We love our country. God, keep it together, I pray. And bless our people. Bless my people. Thank you for our special people. People that love you, that seek after you, that care about what you care about. Lord, bless them and be with them tonight. And Lord, may they have a special day on Thanksgiving with their families tomorrow. I pray you'll bless our school. And help us to continue to go forward with our Christian school, church. Lord, just make your hand come upon us. Bless us as only God can, I pray. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless each one of you.